A proposed state constitutional amendment requiring a photo ID to vote in Wisconsin elections is now expected to receive final legislative approval as early as tomorrow. That would put the issue before voters on the April election ballot. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports that the GOP's speedy action on the topic may also be tied to the upcoming state Supreme Court contest.
If being asked for a photo ID when you vote sounds familiar, it's because it's been state law for about a decade. But there's now a GOP-led attempt to lock voter ID into the Wisconsin Constitution, potentially making it harder for the language to be overturned. It comes as Republicans who control the state legislature don't like some of the decisions from the state Supreme Court, controlled by liberals for the last 17 months. During a Senate committee hearing last Tuesday, announced with less than the common 24 hours notice, there was a lively debate over the government's separation of powers. Deb Kronmiller of the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin responded to Oconto Republican Senator Eric Wimberger.
The legislature is the power of the purse. The executive vetoes it. The court calls balls and strikes, but the check over the court is the constitutional amendment. That's what this is.
And the laws of the state.
Well, except the Supreme Court is now interpreting laws however they want in abandoning concepts of res judicata.
The Supreme Court has always interpreted our laws and the Constitution.
Right, right. And they're redefining the rules now.
Kronmiller and others said abuse of voter ID is not a problem and urged the senators to fix different problems with voting. Pewaukee resident Sam Liebert of the group All Voting is Local spoke of a change that would potentially speed election night results in Milwaukee.
Wisconsin should allow absentee ballots to be processed on the Monday before Election Day, a simple change that would streamline election administration, reduce delays in reporting results, and combat the mis- and disinformation that we saw so rampant, especially after this last U.S. Senate race in Wisconsin.
Losing Senate candidate Republican Eric Hovde raised false suspicions about the wee hours results from Milwaukee that eliminated his vote lead over winning Democrat Tammy Baldwin, even though local officials had warned the city's absentee ballot results would come in very late. But the Senate committee last Tuesday forwarded the photo ID ballot question to the full Senate. There, Democratic Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee criticized Republicans for focusing on voter ID less than 1 month after the shooting at a Christian school in Madison left three dead.
We are in a city of mourning. We are in a city of mourning.
Johnson said Madison and Milwaukee could benefit from additional restrictions on firearms. But even though Republicans lost their two-thirds supermajority in the Senate elections in November, they still control the chamber, and the voter ID ballot question passed on a 17-15 party-line vote, with one GOP lawmaker not voting. The item now goes to the state assembly amid other speculation. WisPolitics.com editor J.R. Ross said on WUWM's Capitol Notes last week that he's heard putting a voter ID question on the April ballot is also meant to help improve turnout for the state Supreme Court race, especially for conservative Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel in his contest against left-of-center Dane County Judge Susan Crawford.
They're squaring off, and whoever wins will determine the control of the court. So Republicans would love to see a boost in turnout among their base.
But at a GOP news conference, State Representative Cindy Duco of Pewaukee denied trying to help the conservative candidate.
This is not to help Brad Schimmel. This is to get it on the next possible election, which is April. So whether the Brad Schimmel race was in April or November would not have mattered. We want the voters to put this into the Constitution as soon as possible. We don't want our activist court to all of a sudden overrule what is meant in statute for voter ID.
Republicans lost 10 assembly seats in November, but still have a 54-45 majority. It's expected that the chamber will pass the photo ID measure as early as tomorrow and send it to voters. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.